Have you ever had endoscopy surgery? The old camera down the throat, it's not a pleasant thing to happen when a camera is shuffled through. Well, what if I told you that you could play with your own insides? It's gross, isn't it? Well, researchers at Monash University have been trialling a game that you can play whilst in surgery that takes you through your own digestive tract. Professor Lloyd Mueller has been putting the game to the test. Professor, before we start, what exactly is endoscopy?
Endoscopy is when you medical practitioners use it in hospital when they're trying to look inside your digestive system. So they're trying to understand how your digestive system is working and if there's any anomalies that indicate some problems.
Okay, so the full camera down the throat experience that we all know and love.
That's the one.
So now I'm assuming the games being played aren't things like Space Invaders or a really weird Pac-Man. So how does the game work?
So the game tries to help you understand how your body works better, right? I mean, we all learn in school a little bit how our digestive system works. But with the game, we're trying to help you really experience your own inside of your body, your own workings. And that allows you to play games such as a Finding Wally kind of thing, where you have to find different parts in the inside of your digestive system. We have games where you have to move your body in order to control the view that you have, because most people don't actually know that the way you move about changes your inner workings of your body. We have games where you have to try to identify certain foods that you eat, because then you can learn about how different foods get digested and how fast or how slow they need to travel through your intestine.
Right. Okay, so run me through it. I'm sitting in the chair ready to go into surgery. Run me through how it works.
So the way it works is you swallow a small little pill-size device. It looks like a pill, feels like a pill, it's about the same weight as a pill, but it contains a small camera. So when you swallow it, the camera is activated and then it streams continuously a video of your inside to the outside. And usually what you see is usually restricted to the doctor, right? So they capture the data and in the end they access the data. And we want to humanize it a bit more and involve the person whose data it is more, because we believe you should have access to your data. So what we do is we give you also a garment, like a top, a t-shirt, where we embed a display that allows you to then look at the data while it's happening. So you can see the inside of your body on the outside of your shirt, hence the name Inside Out.
How very, very weird. And I'm assuming if you turn the toggles and that type of thing, you're not actually moving the camera inside you at all. You're not actually performing surgery on yourself.
No, that's right. You're not performing surgery, but what you can do is by moving your body around, like, you know, if you lean forward, if you do kind of like a crunch type of movement, then you're actually affecting your inner organs, which affect the travel, the traveling of the pill. So you can affect what you actually see to a slight way, but I think even the slight way already helps you getting to know your body better.
Right. Well, as you've mentioned before, you've aptly named it Inside Out, but why on earth would someone want to play with their own insides? Is there any medical benefit to this?
So, absolutely. There's two things, right? One is we know that patients often can be a bit nervous before these procedures, right? And we know the more you involve them with the procedure, the more comfortable they get with it and the more they relax. And the more relaxed you are, the more successful the procedure often is. So that's one way of using game design thinking to get people more relaxed and more comfortable with the procedure that's coming up.
And you've already tested this out on patients. What was their reaction to it?
So the patients really expressed excitement about how it enabled them to understand their own body better, right? So they said things such as, I learned that if I, for example, do my stand at my standing desk, my digestive system is actually accelerated compared to when I sit down. If I move about and, you know, do some chores, then I can see how my food travels differently. I learned about how different drinks that I consume travel through my digestive system at different speeds. People really like that they can share it with their family members, right? So it wasn't just my procedure anymore and my concern about my body, but I was able to communicate it to my family members, and you know, especially if you've got children, they love to, of course, engage with these games. So it became more of a topic of conversation that people are comfortable talking about, right? Because, you know, health data is a very sensitive topic, and we want to be really careful about how we engage with it. So if we make that more accessible, more engaging, we believe we can get a better understanding of this health data.
What a weird and wonderful experience. And as you say, quite educational. Look, is this something that we'll be able to see the next time we go in for one of these procedures, or what's it looking like to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what we're planning next. We're trying to make that more available, a broader reach, and engage more and more people with that so that more people can profit from these technologies.
Finally, Professor, the last question, and I have to ask this. I'm assuming this is only for oral endoscopy.
That's right. Yeah, everybody asks what happens with the pill afterwards. The pill gets excreted in the end and is not reusable. Not yet, but yeah, not reusable.
All right. Okay. So if you're going up any other orifice, so to speak, we won't be playing games with that one.
Not for now. We never know, though.
Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Professor Floyd Mueller from Monash University, working on a game you can play whilst having endoscopy surgery. A very weird topic for your Monday morning.